our view was, let's get one out there and let's build it, put it in front of consumers and get consumers to tell us what we're doing wrong, because there's no way we'll outthink consumers without getting some feedback. So we built our first store in 1993, September of 93 in Richmond, Virginia. And within 30 days, what we knew was we had a consumer home run. We actually became the biggest auto dealer in town in the first 90 days. We did everything wrong behind the scenes, and we lost money on every car, but the key was we pretty much had the consumer concept that CarMax has today the first month we were out of the box. You know, big selection, high quality, guaranteed cars, late model, as a no-haggle pricing concept that was a la carte. So you have a fixed price on the car. We'll offer you a guaranteed price on your trade-in, whether you buy from us or not. So you come in, we look at your car, we tell you it's worth $4,000, and we'll write you a check for that for the next 7 days, whether you buy from us or not. Fixed price financing. So we literally eliminated the finance office and said, banks, give us your direct offer. We'll give that directly to the consumer. If they take your loan, they'll pay us. You'll pay us $300 commission. But you tell the consumer what you would charge them. You compete against each other, and because Circuit City had a credit card business, we were actually able to make offers ourselves from the beginning. And we had a selection that was about 400 cars. We were able to sort of calculate that would cover about 85% of the waterfront, and that would make you a true superstore, 1 to 6 years old, 0 to 60,000 miles, all reconditioned with what today would be 12 to 20 hours of labor to really get them up to a high standard. And in fact, the Toyota certified used car program is based on what we developed in those early years. And finally, a customer-friendly process. We basically said, from listening to consumers, what consumers want in a salesperson is they want someone who's honest, who's transparent, who is genuinely working for them. Someone described it as kind of like an English butler. You know, you've seen Downton Abbey. He disappears in the background when you want to look around yourself, but as soon as you have a question, they either know the answer, or even better, what they say is, I can find that out, and they find it out for you. So they help you be an intelligent shopper rather than try to push something on you.
But did you have to retrain your customers? I mean, you know, I'm a typical car buyer, and when I went into CarMax, my first reaction is to start bargaining. You know, customers are used to that. We've trained them to do that. How do you retrain your customers, as well as your salespeople?
Well, we used to call it the Heisman. They would come in the door with the front stiff arm trying to keep us out of the way and immediately assumed, you know, they'd seen our ads, they heard what we said we were, but their view was auto dealer, open lips, lies come out. So you had to both physically, in the expression of the store, you had to get across the idea of permanence, we're here to stay, but transparency. Quite frankly, we liked IKEA. We said we want something that's big, it's open, it's a little warehousey. There are windows on all the offices. The computers are on the desk where the customer and the salesperson sit at the desk and they look at this computer together, so that the salesperson never sees anything that the customer doesn't see. It's total transparency. And rather than retrain salespeople, we basically never hired anybody from the auto industry.
Oh, you didn't? You couldn't retrain them?
They're unretrainable. they're either really good at negotiating, in which case we didn't want them, or they're really bad at sales, in which case we didn't want them.
But you put in some systems inside that made it really hard to act like a traditional car salesman, didn't you?
Well, so we had great systems that basically made it so no negotiation, not really hard, it's impossible. There is no negotiation. The systems made it so that every price on the car, as I said, the price on the car, the trade, the financing, the warranty, and any add-on products, those are all fixed. They're all a la carte.